Thank you all for coming. Before we begin the official business of the Indiana Career Council, it's my privilege as governor of the state of Indiana to discharge my duty of lending my signature to several pieces of legislation that were enacted by the Indiana General Assembly and that I will sign into law today. I chose this forum because since its inception, the Indiana Career Council has been bringing together some of the best minds in and around public life and workforce and education to think in new ways about how Indiana can have the best educated and the best skilled workforce in America. And the legislation that we will sign today will provide important steps forward in ensuring that for this generation of Hoosiers and for generations to come. I'm going to make a few brief remarks to explain the bills, and then I'll sit down and lend my signature very quickly to them. But let me welcome all the members of the Indiana Career Council who are with us. Most especially, I'm grateful for the attendance of the Lieutenant Governor, Sue Elsperman, and the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Glenda Ritz, who join us here today. I'm also grateful to be joined by two of the leading sponsors and authors of legislation that we will sign into law today, Senator Dennis Cruz and Representative Bob Beening. You all who are watching from afar could give them all a round of applause. They certainly have earned it today. Hoosiers deserve schools that work for all of our kids, whether they're headed to college or careers, and Hoosiers deserve more access to adult education. And today, it's my privilege as governor to sign several bills into law that renew our state's commitment to education innovation and to helping to provide Hoosiers of all ages with the tools that they need to succeed in college, in workplace, and in life. These bills will help adult workers get the skills they need to work in today's economy. They'll make career and technical education more responsive to employers' needs and improve our ability to use data-driven strategies going forward. Let me give a brief summary of each of these bills, and then I'll sit down and lend my signature to them. First is House Enrolled Act 1064, which was authored by Representative Wendy McNamara and Senator Carlin Yoder. It calls for a study of career and technical education programs. It actually requires the Indiana Career Council to complete a study no later than August 1, 2014, that will provide a comprehensive return on investment analysis of all of Indiana's career technical education programs. Under this law, the Indiana Career Council will conduct a study of CTE programs reaching 157,000 students across the state by August 1st. The Career Council will examine current educational programs to determine their impact on college and career readiness, as well as their geographic proximity in collaboration with higher education facilities and faculty. And it will ensure that CTE programs across the state are being used efficiently and in a way that reflects sensitivity to the marketplace in the regions across the state. Senate Enrolled Act 330 has to do with adult learners. This bill, authored by Senator Phil Boots, co-sponsored by Representative Bob Beening, creates a new performance-oriented program for helping adult workers get the skills they need to succeed in today's economy. In today's fast-changing economy, too many workers are left behind because their skill base has simply grown outdated. This bill aims to fix that. Senate Bill 330 provides the State Workforce Innovation Council shall allocate a percentage of the Workforce Investment Act funding for adult and dislocated worker training. These performance-based funds will lead to occupations that the Department of Workforce Development has characterized as high-demand, high-wage jobs. It also requires the Commission on Higher Education to allocate 50% of its part-time student grants to students who are identified as financially independent from their parents and pursuing high-demand, high-wage jobs. House Enrolled Act 1028 also has to do with adults, in this case, adult high schools. This legislation actually removes the cap on new adult high schools. It was authored by Representative Dale Devon and co-authored by Representative Bob Beening, who I mentioned is with us today. This is designed, as I mentioned, to create greater access to students who dropped out of high schools before receiving a diploma. With approximately 11% of Hoosiers aged 25 to 64 holding less than a high school diploma, this legislation will ensure additional opportunities for learning and growth across the state. The bill requires adult high schools to provide quality learning environments through flexible scheduling, dual credit, industry certification courses, and the like. These schools, like the Excel Centers run by Goodwill, help adults who previously dropped out of high school earn a high school diploma, as well as industry-specific certifications, and are making a real difference today in the lives of Hoosiers. They are places where second chances come to life. Lastly, House Enrolled Act 1213, having to do with career and technical education dual credit courses, authored by Representative Wendy McNamara and sponsored by Senator Dennis Cruz, is with us today. It requires the Indiana Career Council to appoint a subcommittee that will include representatives of high school career and technical programs, the Department of Education, community colleges, the Commission on Higher Education, and industry to make improvements in the academic standards for career and technical education programs. It requires a subcommittee to review the current Core 40 diploma course settings and make recommended changes. And I'm also pleased, as we'll receive a full report today on the work of our regional works councils, that a one member from each of our 11 regional works councils will participate in the subcommittee that will be established through this legislation. So with a grateful heart for the efforts of the Indiana Career Council that have inspired legislators to continue to build on the momentum that our state has commenced in making sure that we have the best educated and the best skilled workforce in America, it is my privilege as governor of the state of Indiana to lend my signature to all four of these important bills.